photographic proof of top secret materials. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. In a new court filing, the Justice Department says it has evidence former President Trump's legal team concealed and removed classified material from Mar-a-Lago.
And that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. The filing includes a photograph of materials recovered during the August 8th search showing top secret markings. Before a search warrant was obtained, the court filing says attorneys for former President Trump claimed all records from the White House that remained at Mar-a-Lago were in a secure storage room. Investigators say some classified documents were found in a desk drawer during the search.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Federal health regulators have authorized updated COVID-19 boosters, the first to directly target today's most common Omicron strains. Today's move by the Food and Drug Administration tweaks the recipe of shots made by Pfizer and Moderna.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, the reformulated boosters will contain half a dose of the original vaccine, with the other half designed to target the BA4 and BA5 variants. The hope is the modified boosters will blunt yet another winter surge. The CDC is out with a new report showing the pandemic has affected how long we live.
If you go back in U.S. history, you have to go 100 years to see such a drop in life expectancy. Just 3 years ago, the average American lived to age 79. Right now, that number is down to 76.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, drug overdose deaths from the opioid crisis also playing a role. A fourth straight day of losses on Wall Street. The Dow ending the day down 279 points, the S&P falling 31, with the NASDAQ 67 points lower the last trading day of the month. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Alaska Division of Elections has begun ranking votes today in the special election for the state's congressional seat left vacant by the death of Congressman Don Young.
Alaska now does ranked choice voting, so the candidate voters list as second choice is critical. So far, Democrat Mary Peltola has nearly 40% of first choice votes. Former Republican Governor Sarah Palin has nearly 31%. That's 3 points more than Republican Nick Begich. While unofficial primary results released last week will be finalized September 2nd, it does appear Begich, Peltola, and Palin will also advance to the general election race for the seat in November. And incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski will likely advance in her primary. She won the most votes, followed by the Trump-endorsed Kelly Shivaka. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
UN atomic inspectors are at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, now under Russian control. Fighting around the facility has led to fears Europe's largest nuclear power plant could be in danger of possible radiation leaks. Toyota is adding jobs and investing in electric vehicle production in the U.S.
Toyota is adding jobs and investing more money into its North Carolina battery manufacturing plant. Crews have started work on the 1,800-acre Toyota site near Liberty, North Carolina. The additional $2.5 billion commitment includes 350 jobs, bringing the total to about 2,100. The automaker says the electric vehicle battery plant will serve a central role in Toyota's leadership toward a fully electrified future and will help the company meet its goal of carbon neutrality by 2035. Jenico Sola, Fox News.
People from around the world pasted each other with tomatoes today at Spain's famous Tomatina Street tomato fight. It took place once again following a two-year suspension because of the pandemic. Workers on trucks unloaded 130 tons of overripe tomatoes along the main street of the town of Buñol for the estimated 20,000 participants to throw. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.